Hello.
Hello, Layla. How are you?
Hi. So good to see you. It's so wonderful that we're doing this again. Flow to Connect. Welcome everyone to Flow to Connect. Today we just wanted to share a little bit about some inner child healing. I am currently finding myself in that place where I had to go back and connect with the little girl within me, and it's something that is actually happening for me at the moment. So we thought, okay, let's just bring attention to this topic and share briefly on it. So yeah, I'm so excited to share this, and it is very personal, but I also know that vulnerability is courage, and also I think we're all going through this. So yeah, that's what the topic about today's podcast is going to be. Off to Amy.
That's
First, before we get to something really interesting.
it. I have to share a card. And before this podcast, I felt, and actually quite a lot recently, not sure if it was ever since you mentioned inner child or just things have been happening, but I've felt kind of quite drawn towards my joyful inspiration cards, which are very childlike, and I've been using them a few times with clients. It's been really lovely. And when we talk about inner child healing, it's not just healing, it's well, it's just getting to know ourselves a bit more as well, getting much deeper inwards. And the healing is obviously all part of that. And they can be really wonderful. So I picked a card today and it's really lovely. It's protecting angel.
Oh wow,
Okay.
beautiful. I love that. I love angels. I am all about angels, and I think I've opened myself up to my angel guides, and yeah, it's so beautiful.
It
So
says, let me hold your hand so we can explore the day together. And in the booklet that comes with it, it also says, my angel friends and I are always here for you. So don't ever forget, like you just said earlier, to call on us. Always call on us, and we believe in your special gift. So this is for everyone. Okay.
yes. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Yes, and we'd love you to hear a bit more about what you've been delving into if you want to share anything around that.
I think that where I would like to start is where did this start? Because I have been on a self-discovery and a spiritual journey for a long time now, and I almost actually thought that I dealt with everything that I could think of in terms of my past and inner child feelings, but the one thing that I forgot to do is actually connect with the wounded inner child. I actually haven't been able to meet her, and connect with her. And like you said earlier, Amy, it's about having a relationship, a deeper relationship with yourself. And for me, first and foremost, being an empath, being a highly sensitive being who feels others' pain, who all I want to do is help outside of myself. Like, all I want to do is give everything I have within to others. So I am more about others. So even in my healing, I mean, I've been a part of so many sisterhood communities and coaching. I've had coaches as well, and I feel like whenever I'm in that setting, the part of me that comes out is this empathic part that just wants to take care of others. And I kind of forget that I do need to do a deeper dive into my own healings and into my own, relationship with myself and what is coming up for me. So I've kind of been touching it on the surface where the inner child healing is concerned. And I recently decided to go deeper into it, and it all started with the attention of going inward, meditating, as well as not only that, I've been trying to cultivate a relationship with my own spiritual being, as well as my spirit guides. And every time I ask to receive wisdom or whatever, like, what would I like to share to for others? Again, my whole dominance is others. To the point that I forget me. So in that dynamic of me asking, they're always pointing at myself to go within. So I've been going with him for the past, I would say, since the beginning of the year, I've been focusing on myself. And it led me to this inner child connection where they're like, you need to go through this. I know there's a bit of, that you're not wanting to shine a light on, but you really need to do that. And they've done that. And I have connected with a coach who I energetically gravitate towards, and I've been wanting to work with her. I decided, okay, you know what? She's done a lot of work on the inner child, and she's actually focuses on that. You know, her name is Katie Phillips. She's amazing. And I've done inner child healings with others as well, but this one. So I just gravitated towards her, and I did a 2-hour coaching with her thing called Reset, where she literally holds space for you, and she gets to the bottom of the one thing that you're not wanting to shine a light on. And for me, it was the inner child. Mm-hmm. And that it felt like a part of me was reconnecting with me. Like it almost felt like a soul that, you know, a soul that escaped me when I was young with whatever that happened. I mean, I have been physically and sexually and emotionally abused when I was a little girl. But in my adulthood, I didn't know to the depth of how much of that has actually happened. I was always open to sharing my story with others about how I grew up, the fact that I grew up without a father, without a mother, with my aunt. And even in my earlier childhood, the dynamics of how I grew up with external families, uncles, living with them from a young age, you know, poverty in a small town. You know, like no sense of love or belonging, no sense of worth, because, you know, I felt like it was almost survival. So I didn't know to what extent happened. I kind of blocked that part of me, and that part of me is all connected to that inner child that's wounded, mm-hmm. that wounded inner child within me. And it's amazing, because the one quote that comes to mind throughout my healing journey has been, by Rumi, where he says the pain is where the light shines, you know.
That crack, the crack.
Yeah,
light shines through. Yeah.
That's the one quote that has always, like, I've always held in my head, in my mind, every time I think of an inner, a healing, you know, or within myself. And I'm like, I have to go through this. I have to go through this pain. And yeah, so I did that, and I feel like a part of me that was missing is reconnected. It feels like I actually was able to communicate with my inner child. And my nickname growing up was Lathan. My mom used to call me Lathan. That's my mother tongue, Somali. Lathan meaning the healthy one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was actually able to see that little girl at age 6, able to feel her fear. And the first words she shared with me in that space that I was being held for with Katie was, what am I doing here? She was like, the first words she said was, what am I doing here? Because, and I was like, and we dig deeper into that. And she was like, you know, what do you want to share? What do you want to share with us? And it was like, what do you want to share with us? And she said, I am precious. I am so precious. I have never been seen. I've never been heard. Like my throat was hurting me, you know, like I could feel this pain and roughness in my throat as I was speaking. It was the young girl's throat chakra blocked. Speaking these words of I am precious, but nobody actually knew this. Nobody gave me the space to listen. And I was in tears and crying, and of course I was allowing it, and for me that was profound.
Beautiful. And
it was what, like, I mean, I want to talk about it, and this is so important, because for someone like me who thought I have worked on myself and you know, I'm a positive, loving person, and I love to help others, and you know, it's so easy to assume that you have done the work.
It's like an onion, isn't it? The layers of the onion, we're always peeling more and more layers back about ourselves. And it can get so deep, this journey, and it does get deep. But it's so beautiful when we get to these parts, and there'll be more. There'll be something else probably coming up. And then then it can be more small, maybe not quite so huge things, you know. It can be more smaller things that might come up once these big things are worked through.
And it's not only the emotion, and that is the first stages of it, you know. For me, I was ready to heal, you know. I was ready to allow her to come out, and it was kind of like a huge shift into kind of like, okay, now that you've known this, you know how to navigate through this. You know, I was doing a daily check-in with her, connecting with her, feeling into her. At the same time, sorry, I know there's a noise in the background. That's my washing machine going crazy. It's just the wrong timing for
that moment.
Yeah, I hope it's soothing. I hope it's like a background music for this topic right now.
So we'll see how it comes out, the audio.
There was a part of me that was joyful after that. Like the day after that, I was laughing from a different place and I was smiling. And every time I would speak to the little girl within me, asking her what she wanted, it was like ice cream, you know, the first thing that came to me.
Love that. Oh my gosh. I need to share with you where my inner child children. I have more than one inner child, apparently. I was told that I have a number of children, which makes a lot of sense, because I had different parts of my childhood that really were quite impactful on my adult life, on my whole life. And they all live in my belly. So that's where they all like hang out, and they kind of have a little party in there. And so now I'm just like, well, whatever they want to have every now and then, I'll let them have it. Enjoy the party, kids.
I love that.
Really funny. I love them. So and it's what you said about being happy and joyful. It's that acceptance. Once we know that we have these, you know, this beautiful part of us that we connect with, everything just changes. It took me a really long time to meet myself, a really long time. And it happened a lot in meditations. And you were asked to either look in water and see your reflection, or look in the mirror and see your, you know, yourself, or, you know, your younger self. I think one, and I did eventually, I think it was during a gong meditation. It could have been a Zareen that we went on, something.
Yeah.
It was definitely gong, I feel like it was. And then I was there, and my little girl child was just there with me. And it was just so amazing to finally kind of be able to meet her. And so since then, yeah, I've just kind of let it go, let it be, and it is what it is. And it's the acceptance, I think, is a really big one. Because when it comes to this inner child work, it's so deep. And it's so, like you said, personal to each and every one of us. All of our journeys are so unique. And, you know, the key, I suppose, is to not ever be too hard on ourselves whenever we're going on that journey. And that there are lots of different avenues you can take. Like I did these meditations, and then I had the gong, and you obviously had your beautiful coach that helped you. And yeah, and there's just lovely things that we can do. And then there's little things we can do, like actually talking to ourselves in the mirror.
Yeah, the mirror work is so huge. The moment you look at yourself, and it can be, you know what they say, exposure therapy really does work. You know, it's you coming face to face with yourself,
yeah,
you know, with nobody else, like looking into your eyes. It can be very vulnerable. It can be very painful. So like you said, you've got to remember why you're doing this, you know, and it's only the first time when you do this that it can, the emotion is part of the cleansing, and it's part of the first connection. And then, you know, you realize that there is love and overwhelming of love and compassion that comes with that pain that's passing through you. So yes, the mirror work has been really helpful for me as well. I've done that. But right now it was more of like connecting to the inner child and seeing her, and just allowing for her to to speak to you and not saying anything, you know, just allowing her to have that space to communicate with you, and you hear her, you actually, your heart, you know, through your heart, you actually hear what she wants and needs. And
yeah. Another thing that you could do, for people who are working or haven't really talked to anybody about this or want to try something, if this is quite new to some people perhaps, is another suggestion is to look at some old photos of when you're children or when you're a child, or even carrying an older photo around with you. Talk into that.
It's my God, you said it, because I'm looking at an old photo of my little self. Oh. And it's been lying here. That's that little baby is me. That's the only picture I have of little Layla. The only picture I have of my entire life is that. And it's so precious because I keep that picture with me. And this is my my cousin my cousin's relative. She was in love with me and she was always babysitting me. Today she's, I think, probably around 50 years old, and she's a lovely lady, and I gravitate towards her. Like, I knew immediately we had a connection, and it's because she was taking care of me, and I cherish that so very much. So yeah, it's important that you mentioned that, because I put that in my altar with my meditation, in my meditation space, to connect with her. And every morning I'm like, remember her, you know. Yeah, you're absolutely spot on, right, Amy?
That's beautiful. I love that you have that picture. Most of mine, I need to get one from my from the family albums, but I do have one, a few on my phone, which are nice. But it's not easy. It's not easy at the beginning. It can be quite tricky. A few months ago, I decided to do an inner child yoga nidra script, which I wrote and developed. And it's similar to what you said. It took me a really long time to even want to do an inner child script. I wasn't sure if I was ready to do it, to then, you know, to help others. But I think once I've then met mine and got, you know, now have a party with them every now and then, I felt like it was time to share. So this nidra, obviously the deep, longer one, we do go on a visualization, which I will do as part of our flow to connect, but obviously I will make it shorter. Yeah, it will be really lovely, but it's very similar to exactly what you've been saying. You know, you look in a mirror, you'll meet yourself. It could be a child, it could be any age, actually. You know, I had a group that did it the other day, and one of them said, you know, I didn't really want to meet my inner child. You know, I didn't need to meet her. So I said, well, okay, well, you can meet an older version of yourself. It doesn't really matter, you know, but whoever comes up is there for a reason, isn't it? Then they come up in our meditation. Yeah. And then that's what you said about asking for the message, and you get the message from them, and then you can also give them a message back. And so it can be quite a beautiful meeting. But also the expectations that we can have on ourselves. Like I said earlier, it took me a long time to even see myself. Some people haven't been able to get into the room, go into the room to meet themselves. And some, again, can't look in the mirror, or it's just that block there. So,
The stage where you are in your life, you know, what stage of healing, or if you've actually shone a light, or taking the space to accept that, you know, I'm going to go on this journey and I'm going to do this for myself. It's really, how open are you to doing this? So yeah, people are in different stages. Others don't think they need it in a child healing, or they're not even aware of that part of them. It's good to say everyone in this world needs in a child healing, because
100%.
Even though you came from a really good family and upbringing, and you never went through trauma, the conditioning of from our parents and their parents, and you know, that's just a life cycle. So even though you think you had the most amazing childhood, there is a bit of bits and pieces that actually, the thing that I wanted to mention was that plays in your adulthood now. you know, they're things that you get triggered by, and that goes down to your conditioning, and then it's that age, you know, in a child, young age, that you've got those things embedded in you. So
patterns that we go through in life, the traits that we have, the habits that we have created, especially unhealthy habits, perhaps as protection for just work, dealing with things in life, they all stem from what we've experienced in our childhood. And you hit the nail on the head. It does not need to be a picture perfect. It can be a picture perfect. It doesn't have to be a troubled, challenging childhood. You know, I agree. Everyone needs to do a little bit of child work. Yeah.
And I think the important thing of doing that is just it really does help you to love yourself even more. It helps you to deal with all the things that we're dealing right now with, no boundaries, you know, not being able to say no when you mean to say yes, people pleasing, you know, feeling unworthy, feeling not valuable. So all the things that we deal with in our
not being right seen. Gosh, not being seen and saying what you feel and think and. Yeah, so many things. There was an interesting post as well on Instagram, which I'll share just quickly. It's kind of related because it's all about memories. And I'm not sure about you, but I have no memory really of my childhood. It's very, very, very scattered, very, very, I can barely remember anything. And I always envy people when I hear about, you know, them talking about things. And, gosh, I just don't remember really anything. And this post on Instagram is by the holistic psychologist. And she said, it was basically like, you might not necessarily be hiding big trauma. You could just be, it could be a disassociation that we started from an early age as a protective mechanism from dealing with life stuff, you know, from our parents or whatever was happening. And then that was obviously carried on into adult life. And I just thought that was a really interesting thing to read because I've always been like, why have I not got any memories? But we can make new memories, you know, and the more present we are.
Yes, absolutely. The memory is, well, I always had a story. I knew my story. So there's a story that I always kept on telling myself, the way I saw how my life has started off and the things that I went through that I held on to. So that kind of helped me with the glimpse of the memory, because again, I think as humans, we remember really painful stuff. So then the memories get stored. And you do forget the most painful ones because you don't want to deal with it and you choose to kind of suppress that. I have done that, like the most painful ones. I think it's also a protection mechanism that we humans come with, you know, like we have ways that our mind can protect us from things like that, you know. I don't have the entire whatever, but like you, I always used to say, oh my God, I don't really have any memories of my childhood. Like I know, and then when somebody talks about something, maybe I'll get a glimpse of, oh, maybe this. I know the things that I like, the rain, playing in rain, small things here and there, but not an awful lot of memories. But I think it's because, you know, we kind of suppress it because for a good reason too, to try and forget that and move from it. Like you said, that we disassociate from that part and we kind of put on something else. But there's also, I would like to also talk about the positive element of the things growing up. There's so many positive things that we get influenced with, and we hold on to, you know, like
joy. What brings us joy?
Exactly. So there's that. There's a lot of positive stuff. You know, some people can say, oh yeah, I got a lot of good stuff from my childhood as well as bad stuff. So it's not always bad. You know, it can't always be bad. There are moments, you know, that you cherish. Maybe somebody's sympathetic to you and is giving you, like for me, it was her, you know, me thinking about the love that she had for me. You know, I respect her for that. And then you know, the compassion. So there's a lot of, there's other stuff, you know.
It's not all, deep wounding that needs healing. It's there's like you said, the beautiful smiley, the joyfulness, and finding, remembering what it is that we did truly love when we were children, you know, because that's when we really are in our most creative, we are in our most open states.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's who we are, you know. We are actually spirits, you know, having a human experience. So we are love, we are joy. So you know, no matter how tough life is and whatever we go through, at the same time I feel like these elements of joy and things that we connect with that actually keep us whole and you know, saving us, you know, it's a saving grace as well. So yeah, I think this topic of inner child has really become important. And it's something that I'm going to deep dive into, reading about it, but also into trying and share as much as I can with others, to try and bring the light on everyone to do this, so it can help them love themselves more, you know. And I think it's doing that for me. I'm receiving love for myself. I'm able to give that love out to others. But also this morning I had a beautiful meditation for about 30 minutes, and I felt so much love, and I think I almost also remembered memories of my mom singing to me. And the words remember, and her words of like saying, I love you always, just remember that. And I've never felt my mom, you know, motherly love from her, because I never really was with her, but I never really also had a close relationship to be able to figure that out. I've always held my mom very high, like I have no grudges or anything. I love her to bits, but
yeah.
It's I've never really received, I don't think I can remember a time where I felt that much of love from her side, but that meditation taking me to a time and remembering of that love from my mother was huge for me. So the journey continues. The more you shine a light on that, and I think it's a memory from me connecting to my inner child, to be honest. So there is so many things that get unlocked for you when you decide to face your inner child and just decide to have a relationship, a deeper relationship with yourself. I think that's what this is all about. I really want to share that and. It is happening in the moment right now for me, but I think that's the kind of person that I am, is sharing what I go through. And I think that's just who I am. And I thought this was really important. It is just going to be a beautiful journey from here on for me. Yes, there's going to be emotions. Yes, there's going to be memories, but it is, the important thing is that, making an agreement with myself that I am there for myself and even the little one, you know, like things are safe, I am safe now, and I you know, I am loved, I love her, you know. It's committing to yourself that you love yourself and you are there for yourself no matter what, and a reminder to be there for yourself first and foremost.
Amazing. Well, look forward to seeing everybody at Photo Connect, where we will obviously have a little shake, flow. The Nidra will be specifically for inner child, and then your wonderful reconnective energy healing.
Yes, please join us. It is free. Photo Connect is free. We do this once every month. I think the next one is, what, 13th?
Friday the 13th. Yeah. 8:30 p.m. Our time when we're based in Dubai. So,
yeah, please join and experience. Let's experience your energy and do this together. Love you, and
thank you, Amy. Thank you, Leila. Lots of love.
Amy, thank you.